Now let's say good morning to Joe Cordell, who is the CEO of Cordell & Cordell. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Very good. Nice to have you back on the show again today.
Thank you for having me.
Tax consequences play into almost everything we do in life, so it seems. And when it comes to divorce, you found a pretty good segment of the population that might not have all the information they need.
Yeah, and we recently, in fact, I did an interview with the Financial Advisor magazine to kind of discuss this particular issue. And that's the fact that there's this large swath of people who are between the very affluent and, say, the masses. And, for example, those who are very affluent have, who participate in the divorce process, a variety of professionals. They have experts relating to taxes. They have consultants regarding business valuation. They have a variety of other means to determine whether or not they're getting the proper value in the process. But it's interesting that there's this great swath in the middle where people who have value, that such as the value of their home, such as their retirement plans, maybe they have smaller businesses, but they have things that do have substantial value, but yet they don't have relationships with professionals that they typically incorporate into the process. And magnifying the problem is the fact that the divorce lawyers who represent these people, this lost middle, often do not feel it necessary to include these professionals. So as a result, you have them sort of wandering through the process, perhaps with greater risk of getting the best deal possible than they would otherwise have.
So a lot of the people who are in a divorce situation will go to an attorney and they'll say, I can just turn everything over to the attorney. They'll make sure all the tax implications, everything is taken care of. But that might not be the case.
That's right. And of course, those who don't have a lot of assets, no one assumes that they would have those professionals involved in it, and it isn't necessary typically because there aren't those complications. So the article was really a call to attention on the part of people in the advisor community, on the part of consultants, even lawyers that are a part of this subscription or readership. To say that perhaps we shouldn't be so presumptuous about this, probably in excess of 30%, maybe 35% of those people getting divorces fall in this danger zone where there's not adequate attention given to their assets in the divorce process.
And you say that this could cost some people as much as tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it is, because these are typically the most valuable assets in these estates. So if you take in people with incomes between, say, $75,000 and $200,000, that's a broad range. And for households falling in that range, their most valuable assets are typically going to be their retirement plans, whether it's a 401k or a defined pension plan. Will be perhaps their real estate. Certainly their house falls in among their most valuable assets. Many will own a small business. Some will have inheritances that can have complex tax implications. So it's this swath of people where what I've found over the years is that often you do not see included in the divorce process the sort of professional assistance to lawyers that you would see in those falling above that range.
All right, for our listeners this morning, you can find attorneys in this area by going to CordellCordell.com, C-O-R-D-E-L-L. Very important that you follow up on this tax information. Joe Cordell, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.